Welcome back to the Chayaruch Nachyami Learning Program. This is Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Yoshua Perek Tes Zayin. Yesterday's Perek Tes Vav, was quite long by psukim. There were 63 psukim, and today it's the opposite. We have 10 psukim in Tes Zayin, chapter 16. The main topic yesterday was the apportioning of the land of the tribe of Yehuda, and today we are focusing on the tribe of Yosef, or really the tribes of Yosef. Now, of course, Yosef had two sons that were elevated to the status of their own tribes. And sometimes we always count 12 Shvatim. There are always 12 tribes, though really it's kind of like the best out of 13. Meaning there are, because Yosef's tribe was divided into two, Ephraim and Manasseh, so it could be there's be a view that it's 13 tribes, but we always view it as 12. So, for example, on the Choshen, on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, which we're going to see in next week's Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, so there were 12 stones corresponding to the 12 tribes, and there are 12 names written on the 12 stones. So over there, it was Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yosef was written as one tribe, not like Ephraim and Manasseh. However, when the nation is divided into 12 camps, and they are all surrounding the Levium, so over there the tribe of Levi does not count as one of the 12 tribes. It's kind of the odd tribe out, and therefore in that situation, that for these tribal formations, the camps of Yosef camp of Yosef is split, and it's the camp of Ephraim and the camp of Manasseh. And the same goes for the land. The portions of land are divided amongst all the tribes, but the Levium don't actually get any portion of land. I mean, they have cities. They're given cities and land right outside the cities, but they're not really given a proper portion of land, and they're scattered out through the country. But Yosef's tribe is indeed split. Ephraim and Manasseh, they're separated. It's also worth noting that Ephraim and Manasseh, aside from this special status of being the only grandchildren of Yaakov that have their own tribe, but they also are listed right after Yehuda. And that also is an indication of their prominence. So we know that Yosef was an outstanding member of Yaakov's family. Right, there are many. Every single one of Yaakov's children was wonderful and special, but there were some that stood out more than the others. Yehuda stood out as the king, as the leader, but Yosef also certainly did, and you know he's one really you might say the protagonist of the parshios and stories about Yaakov's sons. We see over here that the mention of Ephraim is before Manasseh, even though Ephraim is actually younger than Manasseh. And this also comes from Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov blesses Ephraim to be placed before Manasseh. And he says, because Ephraim is going to be greater. He's going to have greater people come from him. And Rashi there quotes Chazal saying, who's the great person who's going to come from Ephraim? It's actually going to be none other than Yehoshua himself. So the fact that we have this Sefer Yehoshua, and the one who takes over from Moshe Rabbeinu, is from Ephraim, that's reason to elevate, first of all, Ephraim, put him before Manasseh, and also to elevate Yosef and make him such a prominent tribe, because Yehoshua is definitely also outstanding. One more point, which is this is interesting that there's a place mentioned in the parak called Atros Adar, which means the crowns of Adar. And it's, of course, we're in the month of Adar now. There's actually an interesting discussion. There are different approaches that view the 12 Shvatim, the 12 tribes, as corresponding to the 12 months of the year. And there are deep mystical explanations for these. And it happens to be that there's a few different ways to list the Shvatim and pair them up with the months. So there are a few different perspectives brought down by various mystics. One approach is that the month of Adar corresponds to the tribe of Yosef. And one clear connection is that Adar is the only month on the Jewish calendar that can actually be split into two, as it is in this year. This year's a leap year, so we have Adar. We're currently in Adar Rishon and Adar Aleph, the first Adar, and then after that we're going to have the Adar one, right? The Adar Beis, Adar Sheni, the second Adar. And of course, Yosef is the only tribe that splits into two, into Ephraim and Manasseh. And it seems to be that also there's this idea of doubling and extra and adding on. And Yosef, the name Yosef itself means Yosef, to add on. And Menashe is the same letters as the word Mishneh, which means double. And Ephraim also is an expression that the Pasuk says that Ephraim is named as an expression of pri, of being fruitful, that Yosef says, I was fruitful in this land. So there's something connected to Yosef and his sons of being able to be doubled and to be able to extend and build more and add on, and definitely in a double adar. There's a great opportunity for that. The mazel, the zodiac sign for Adar is Pisces, which is dagim, fish, which also are known for being fruitful, also are very much connected to Yosef, and Yosef's sons are blessed with Hamalach HaGoel, V'yidgu l'rov, they should be fish-like, and we know Yosef is connected to the Ayin Hara, that he's actually above the Ayin Hara. There's a lot there, a lot to discuss. But hopefully, as we read this very short parak in Adar, with the mention of Adar and the thoughts of Yosef, Ephraim, and Menashe, we should be blessed to be able to increase for good, to be fruitful, and to be blessed with a rest of the month and a double month of double brachos.